Rotary Waiheke are an organisation who are active in organising a lot of events and supporting our local community and a lot of people in our community. Their incoming president is Trevor Hines. He's with me this morning. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Chris.
So you've just been elected president does that start now or is that...
Yes, starts, I guess, 1st of July, and it runs through to 30th of June of each year. Rotary has this system of spreading the load, if you like, where you don't get locked into a long-term commitment, but also you get the club as benefits because you've got a changeover of ideas. And this applies right to all the duties that we like to allocate out amongst the club, you know, community service, international service. We look at youth, the way we run our club. So every year we have a refreshing of that system.
Well, and I think that probably demonstrates a depth of capacity in the club, doesn't it? Because, I mean, a lot of organisations, you know, for one reason or another, end up with the same people doing the work for year after year and find it very difficult to bring people in. So what does the club do to sustain and develop new leadership?
Well, because we're changing the roles around, everyone has got a fairly broad understanding of what the club does and what its approach is to things. So, you know, I guess that also trains people up for the taking the top job, if you like, and providing the leadership.
Is it hard fought, or are you tapped on the shoulder and told, "Hey, Trevor,
no,
it's your turn"?
No, pretty much tapped on the shoulder. Yeah, but you know, and it's. I have been a Rotarian for a long time. I've been a Rotary member for about 32 years, I think it is. I joined the Rotary Club of Manurewa, in 1984, I think it was and I was the president probably about 8 or 10 years after that. That club merged with another club, actually, and I became the Rotary Club of Alfriston, and I was the president for that club about 8 or 10 years ago, around about 2006, I think it was. So when I retired and we moved down to Waiheke, I joined the Rotary Club here, and I've, you know, 6 years with this club, so I guess it was my turn now to be the president, and not that it's worked quite like that. I mean, you have to be willing, and not everyone is,
and presumably capable.
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah, I think that's.
So, I mean, as president, does each president bring the kind of own stamp to the club? Will your term? That's probably a better word. Will your term take on a particular flavour, or I mean, you've got particular interests you want to pursue or see the club follow through on?
Yes, I do. Generally, Rotary, of course, is an international organisation, and exactly the same as the local club gets a new president, so does Rotary International. So John Germ, an American actually this time, is the president for the same period of time that I will be president of Rotary Club of Waiheke. He's the president of Rotary International. So he does set a theme, which he publicises to the clubs and which is our sort of motto, I guess, for the year. This year the theme is Rotary Serving Humanity. So that's our sort of, I guess, approach. We do it internationally, so we have some very big projects, like, for example, the polio program, which is done in conjunction with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, where they're trying to eradicate polio from the world. It's a pretty amazing thing when you consider the effect that polio has had, and the current figures, and these are only up the end of April, I believe, but there are only 17 people who have contracted polio this year around the whole world. Now, that was, it would have been almost a million times that in my youth. And so that is an amazing thing. And Rotary has been at the forefront of that program. So we're almost there, but not quite. And that there's only one country that still has polio. That's in Pakistan. It's a very difficult country to get around and to,
Yeah, a lot of suspicion of vaccination programs there.
That's right, yes.
So what about locally? What do you hope to achieve?
Well, we do have a number of ideas this year that we're working on. Last year is perhaps a better idea for you, is that we were able to give $51,000 this year. That's just ended. Almost half of that would be to the local charities that we support, or individuals. We do a lot in the youth area, so we are paying for people to have opportunities in science and technology courses, or maybe Outward Bound. Those sorts of things are done through Rotary as well. And we do encourage educational opportunities. So we work with the schools. We try and get children to expand their minds and learn how to become a leader.
Yeah. And you're also, I mean, I suppose the club is noteworthy for a number of significant local events, annual events.
Yes.
You know, the beach races, for example. We'll see all of those continue in the next year.
Certainly, yes, yes. It's there's quite a lot of work goes into the beach races, as you can imagine, but we're up for it. We have a very good man who's heading up that program this year, Steve Hall, and he will be, he's working hard right now, actually, because the program needs a lot of planning and it needs a lot of fundraising, because we don't charge for coming along on the day. We try to, we can make money on the day, but, you've also got a lot of other costs that you have to cover to get the horses there, to get all the arrangements made.
Is that the club's major fundraiser for the year?
It certainly was this last year.
Yeah. 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 And so what other big events have you got planned in the next 12 months?
Well, we also offer the Waiheke Wharf to Wharf Fun Run, which is quite a big event also. That's, has around about 800 competitors last year. We're hoping that we will get something going for that as well, and I would think, as it's, we're not sure whether it's reached its peak or not, but at 800 we've been at that level for the last 2 or 3 years. We'd like to go a little bit further, but it's tricky. You've got marketing yourself against a lot of other events.
There are a number of other events in that space now, aren't there? There was the half marathon.
Yes.
And so on, yeah.
Yes, yeah. There was, yeah.
Which
yeah.
are probably successful on the back of the Wharf to Wharf, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's 26 years this year, so we've been around for a long time. A lot of people know about us, and but we're a summer event, and that was a more autumn, I guess, event, and different dynamics come in.
Yeah, and I suppose you're also up against things like sculpture in the Gulf, so a lot of call on volunteers, on businesses and so on to support events all at the same time.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah, summer is busy.
Is it becoming more challenging to get support from local business, individuals, organisations and so on?
I think we've done pretty well over the years, and whilst we haven't done the rounds this year yet, I'm hopeful that we will achieve at least what we did last year.
Excellent. Mm. Oh, well, good luck with it all, Trevor. Mm. And we look forward to keeping in touch with what Waiheke Rotary has planned over the next 12 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Chris.